कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपद 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 जय प्रभुपद जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Vitaya Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सारस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकार्नेशंस टेक्स्ट 23 एकोनविंशे विंशति मे वृष्णिषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णा इति भुवो भगवान् अर्हत् परम्। एकोनविंशे विंशति मे एकोनविंशे विंशति मे वृष्णिषु प्राप्य जन्मनि वृष्णिषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णाविति भुवो रामकृष्णाविति भुवो भगवान् हरद्भरम् भगवान् हरद्भरम् एकोनविंश विंशति मे वृष्णिषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णाविति भुवो भगवान् हरद्भरम् एकोनविंशे विंशति मे वृष्णिषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णाविति भुवो भगवान् हरद्भरम् एकोनविंश विंशति मे वृष्णिषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णाविति भुवो भगवान् हरद्भरम्। विष्णुषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णाविति भुवो भगवान् हरद्भरम् एकोनविंश विंशति मे विष्णुषु प्राप्य जन्मनि रामकृष्णाविति भुवो भगवादहरदभरम् भगवान् हरदभरम्। एकोनविंशे इन द 19th विंशति मे इन द 20th आल्सो वृष्णिषु इन द वृष्णि डायनेस्टी प्राप्य हैविंग ऑब्टेन्ड जन्मनि बर्थ्स रामा बलराम कृष्णो श्री कृष्ण इति दस भुवः ऑफ द वर्ल्ड भगवान् द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड Aharat removed. Bharam burden. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. In the 19th and the 20th incarnations, the Lord adventured Himself as Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna in the family of Vrishni, the Yadu dynasty, and by doing so, He removed the burden of the world. Purport. The specific mention of word Bhagavan in this text indicates that Balaram and Krishna are original forms of the Lord. This will be further explained later. Lord Krishna is not an incarnation of the Purusha, as we learned from the beginning of this chapter. He is directly the original personality of Godhead, and Balaram is the first plenary manifestation of the Lord. From Baladeva, the first phalanx of plenary expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha and Pradyumna expands. Lord Krishna is Vasudeva and Baladeva is Sankarsana. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Sarva Shastra Abdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaideka Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhyā Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Shrimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prima Varsha Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Mad Sangi Madmuro Man Mahadhana मदनिस्तारगमद भाग्य मदानंदो नमोस्तुते असाधु साधु तादाई नती निच्चिचो तारका हान मुंच कदाचिन माम प्रेम नरत कंठयो स्पुरह। हरे कृष्ण। वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू गेट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस वर्ड्स। नॉट एट ऑल क्वालिफाइड टू स्पीक on Shrimad Bhagavatam, by the mercy of all the assembled devotees, I would like to make an attempt to glorify Shri Shri Krishna Balaram. So very, very beautiful verse where the descent of Shri Krishna and Balaram is mentioned, where they are coming in the dynasty of Vrishnis and mainly to remove the burden from this earth. Remove the burden. Srila Prabhupada is talking here about how this word Bhagavan has not come in any other incarnation, the description. But in this particular verse, the word Bhagavan comes, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He Himself incarnates. You know, since our childhood, we have been hearing of different incarnations of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Krishna is mentioned as one of the incarnations. It's only when we come under the shelter of ISKCON that we come to know that how Krishna comes as Vishnu and then comes as Krishna. So, in our in India in general, there are many misconceptions that prevail. And one of them is, of course, you know, the all-pervading misconception that the Lord is impersonal and the personal form comes from the impersonal. And the second is that how the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesha, are equal and you worship anybody, you'll get the same goal. And third is that how Lord Krishna is incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada in so many different scriptures gives evidences for and fights back to remove all the misconceptions. You know, when he gives commentaries, his pinpointed effort is to remove the misconception, which is very, very, you know, normal, which is so much ingrained in the Indian verbiage that when we talk also, it just, you know, it's normal. And when something like this, which is so normal to a life, is shaken up, we become a little, you know, many times in the journey of self-discovery course, when we take the third day, which is, you know, Krishna, the source of all the incarnations, no, it is considered to be the litmus test, because that day many of the participants, they come, you know, we call it as the Arya Power session. You get so bewildered at that time, you know, what, you know, whatever we have been hearing about the Indian culture, you come to, you know, the books of Srila Prabhupada and everything is, you know, cleared up. And when But we have such mature preachers that although it being a bitter pill, but it is given in such a way that is digestible to the audience. So, you know, we had the fortune to attend, you know, the Journey of Self-Discovery courses given by so many stalwart preachers. You know, we've heard Radha Gopinath Prabhu, we have heard Shikshashtakam Prabhu, we've heard Gaur Gopal Prabhu giving the courses, and in every of that particular session, it was very, very sensitively administered so that somebody does not get offended. And when you explain the concepts in a very relevant way, you understand how whatever you knew till now is not false, but is half truth. And what is presented by the Krishna consciousness movement is the full truth. So yes, a clear definition and clear detailed information is given how Krishna is the last verse, the most famous verse, Ete Cham Shikalha Pumsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So here, although that is the last verse, but still, in this same chapter, it is mentioned that how the 19th and the 20th descend is Lord Krishna and Balaram and Krishna. So how do you understand this? So just as when a particular candidate takes up to the position of Prime Minister or Chief Minister, but he also takes up a particular portfolio. And as he takes up that particular portfolio, and when the in charge of that portfolio is mentioned, the name of that particular candidate comes. So that does not mean that he is restricted to that particular portfolio, but he is the Supreme Minister, the Prime Minister. So similarly, Krishna and Balaram are mentioned here, but with a difference where he is saying Bhagavan Harat Bharam, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself incarnated so that he can remove the burden of this earth. Now, it's very interesting that there are so many burdens. The burden, particularly spoken in an homily, you know, in today's day and age, when we talk about burden, the first thing comes to, you know, whoever, as we have studied in so many colleges, the first burden comes is the burden of population. You know, like the family is having so many children, like, you know, many of us in our houses also, our fathers, you know, there were big population. But at that time, there was not much chaos. Although the material advancement, as we have today, the chaos is much more. So the burden is not of the population, but the burden is of the population's mentality. The demoniac mentality of the population is what is the real burden. So Mother Earth, as she carries all of us, as she very benevolently provides everything to us, and ungratefully, as we grow up, without being grateful to her, without being compassionate to her, when we perform activities which are heinous and which challenges our compassion, which challenges our mercy factor, she still tolerates. But when there is increase of demoniac mentality, the atheistic mentality, there is a time when Mother Earth cannot bear. So a demon is not a demon with just horns, you know, like we have seen since our childhood, isn't it? Over all the serials and all the films where demon means one will have a big nose, mustache is probably curled, big horns, a fat belly, you know, a huge structure. But Srimad Bhagavatam defeats the definition of a demon. With all the, you know, ghastly features, when we hear about the Vritrasura's, you know, description, you get so baffled, you know, he fits the bill of a, you know, perfect demon. But when we hear his prayers, we understand how supremely devotional. So much so that many times Bhagavatam is known as a scripture where Vritrasura's prayers are mentioned.
principles given by the Supreme Lord purposefully, who by his choice chooses to go against the tenets given by Lord in the form of scriptures and the words of sadhu. So, you know, with that definition, I feel that, I can fit the perfect bill of a demon. I remember once during a Sunday Bhagavatam class where Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying that, whenever we read a scripture and when we hear and we read the name of a demon, we should always replace that name with your name. because many times it is very easy to call somebody demon. He is a Rakshas. He is a Rakshas and he is a Rakshasi mentality. But it's very much required to understand how we are pointing out four fingers to ourselves, and that demonic mentality lies in us. So I was just meditating that how Lord Krishna and Balaram came to elevate so many different kinds of burdens. The burdens of sin. Yadiya nama api haratya shesham giri prasaran api papa rashi. Life after life, going through the 84 lakh species, we have accumulated so much burden that just by chanting one holy name of the Lord, those burdens are thrown away. We've, many times when the burden of sin goes away, it is not that something tangible just, moves away. You suddenly feel, tangibly light. That the burden of sin is many times very, very subtle. In our mind, and we think, oh my God. And sometimes this is so unconscious. But just by taking the darshan of the Lord, just by chanting his holy names, just by drinking his charanamrita, that burden of sin is washed away, is thrown away. Tat shaucha nishchita sarat pravarodakena tirthena murdna adhikritena shivo shivobhut. When Kapil Muni describes how that same Ganga which is adorned by Lord Shiva is actually the charanamrita which comes from the lotus feet of the Lord, it has the beautiful strength to wash away all the sins. The lotus feet of the Lord has such strength that it can hurl away the mountains of sins. So the burden of sins, it's a burden of guilt. Talking about the journey of self-discovery course, after the fifth day, that night is the worst night where you understand that you've done so many bad things. And those bad things are not going to be nullified by good things. And you'll have to pay for that. You wonder, abhi, tera kya hoga? What's going to happen to you? But that is the time when, the next day, when mercifully the mention of Krishna's bhakti comes, which is going to soothe you, solace you, that don't worry, the hope is there. The guilt that you have has to be replaced by sufficient devotional service, which will help you to not only rise above the guilt, but do something which we couldn't have imagined in so many past lives. A chance of pleasing Krishna, a chance of growing much beyond what we could ever imagine with so many mountains of sins on our head. And yes, the burden of doubt. Krishna incarnates to not only remove the burden of sins, but also the burden of doubt. He incarnates the scriptures which help us to remove the doubts. You know, we always have some perennial doubts. And those doubts, in the early days, we are looking, iska answer mile, to I will understand. And in every talk, with every person, you are hoping to get the answer for that question. And when that day comes, you know, suddenly, you know, your tube lights, they start blinking, you know. Suddenly you feel, yes, this is the path which has helped us. And so, and in the daily routine of our devotional service, as we continue doing our services, and so many doubts keep coming, Krishna mercifully, through his devotees, through the classes of his devotees, through the actions of his devotees, helps us to solve these doubts, to clarify his doubts. Now, who was that big industrialist who came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur to ask doubts? Madan Mohan Malviyaji, he came and was asking doubts to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He said that you can ask to my assistants there, and they were the sannyasis of Gaudiya Math. And when he went to ask the sannyasi, he said, we just had a festival and you're winding it up. We have big vessels to clean. Can you please help me to clean the vessels? And here, as he was cleaning the vessels, after cleaning the vessels, when they had a free time, he said, yes, what was your question? And then he realized that the hard knot in his heart, which had so many doubts, it just didn't exist. Many times these doubts, they come from our false ego and our complexity of mind, which becomes more and more complex because of more and more complex longings. Just the mere service of the Lord, just by sincerely serving, those doubts have been resolved. And the burden of infamy, that guilt, that infamy you had, that, you know, what if the world comes to know what we have done? What if the world comes to know of my past? Isn't it? I mean, you know, at least I know for sure for myself, you know, nobody is, you know, in, as I say, doodh ka dhula. Nobody means, and if I'm talking myself. We have a past which always keeps haunting, of infamy, of losing what we have now. But that assurance of Krishna that you surrender unto me and I will take care of it. So easily Krishna says that don't worry, I will take care of the rest. You do your best, I'll take care of the rest. So it is such an amazing assurance that Krishna gives. You know, in our Brahmachari classes, always, you know, those classes where I used to be in the sound system, and we used to record the classes, so we had to sit in front. So I remember these classes by Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu, where the main point always, you know, what Nityananda Prabhu mentioned yesterday, was how the main basis of sense gratification is, I like this, and how the basis of deliverance is Hare Krishna and Rama. And then they said one very, very beautiful point. They said that what we have to do here is service, and the result of that is service. And what we'll do in the spiritual world is service. And nothing can stop this service. No condition can stop this service. And this was such a, you know, enlightening point that, you know, that whatever you do, however you are, in whatever condition you are, you can continue service. See, staying in such a polluted city, having such a polluted past of doing so many wrong activities, having such a contaminated body, there's always a fear that, you know, what will happen tomorrow? Will my leg work properly? Will my knee work properly? Will my stomach work properly? But the acharyas give us assurance that, no, don't worry. Continue serving. Continue service. You know, even if the biggest hurdle comes, where you might have to leave the service, you might become infamous in your service, but at least the shelter of holy name nobody can take from you. At least the darshan of the Lord cannot be stopped. The aspect of vandanam from you cannot be taken away. So Krishna has not only incarnated to remove the burden of the demoniac, of the demons, but also the mentality of the demoniac mentality of people. And lastly, the burden of desires. You know, every time I, you know, meditate on the 10 instructions about the offenses against the holy name, the last word, you know, where material, after hearing so many instructions on material desires, if somebody maintains that material desire, if sincerely taken shelter of, if sincerely praying to Krishna, these material desires will lower down. Yes, they are still there, and if we meditate on it, it will increase. But for sure, if we see in retrospective what was there yesterday and what is there today, definitely there is some step ahead. There are many who take, you know, leaps and bounds step ahead. But at least in our own case, if we see, there is some change at least. So in spite of our so much neglect, in spite of our so many offenses, still Krishna is granting some advancement, some help. So what to talk of if taken shelter of his lotus feet with unflinching bhakti, as enumerated by Srila Prabhupada. Simple instructions, simple limbs of devotional service, Krishna will help to not only remove the burden, but also to strengthen our muscles so that we can perform devotional service more nicely. You know, many times I personally feel, you know, whatever, you know, bhakti credits we get, you know, by chanting, by doing service, it is just getting exhausted in maybe clearing my daily sins quota. You know, every morning there is a quota of sin rising with my contemplation and with my sense gratificatory ideas. And as the day end goes, you know, all my, you know, as if there is a power of bhakti which is trying to curb that. But then, at the end of the day, in the night, you wonder, you know, what is left? You know, where is the pleasure to the Lord? The whole day has gone in just sense gratification and the Lord helping us and saving us. Where is the pleasure to Krishna? You know, but again, as the Lord incarnates and does so many beautiful pastimes, as we hear, as we read these pastimes, they help us to give a impetus to again perform devotional service with enthusiasm, with the right attitude, with more sincerity. The biggest obstacle one has in performing the devotional service is many times the laziness that we have, which taken for granted, you know, as we're performing day in, day out, the gross sins don't matter much. You think that, you know, it'll be taken care of. And then slowly and steadily, the practice of bhakti becomes loose, loose and looser. And we wonder, you know, nothing much is happening to me. And one day, when that wrong choice is taken, and again that vicious cycle of those choices increase, we realize. But in that situation also, Krishna assures that don't worry. Apiche suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag. Don't worry. Just continue. Continue being my friend. And I'll take care of you. You know, this is so hopeful. Many times we want an incarnation to come, a descent to come, so that he can help us, he can liberate us. But it's very, very important to see, you know, this is a very, very selfish mentality that I'm in problem and I look for somebody who will give me full solution. Prabhuji, mera problem hai. Aap solve karenge? Pura solve kar dijiye. Usme main kya? Main to sab baith ke dekhunga aapko solve karte hue. I'll just see you solving it. But Krishna is so amazing that as Mother Earth goes in the form of a cow to the Kshira Sagar and is praying that please incarnate and, you know, remove this burden of demonic mentalities from my body. So that time, not only Krishna gives assurance of incarnation, his descent, but also asks demigods to take up responsibilities. He said, you descend down and take some responsibilities. Just like in Ramavatar, he said, you come down and, you know, become this, become this, become this. So, the Lord is teaching that I will come and help you, I will come and empower you, but you also do it. You also take responsibility in cleanup. You also take responsibility in helping me to help you. So, whenever the incarnation has come, Lord Krishna came, he did such amazing pastimes of Vrindavan, so much sweet pastimes. But if we don't remember them, if we don't recite them, if we don't read them, the purification of heart, the strengthening of heart will not happen. He has come to help. But if we don't take that help, it can be very, very devastating. So here, as Krishna and Balaram, they incarnate, they become the, you know, most attractive object in the land of Vraja. As one day they are into their pasture grounds, enjoying and taking pleasure in the simple and beautiful forest of Vrindavan, suddenly the cowherd men, the gopas, not men, cowherd boys, they inquire from Krishna that, you know, O Rama, O Krishna, we are hungry. Please do something. No, help us to get some food. And that is the time Krishna does so much, you know, multitasking, that he is taking pleasure. At the same time, he comes there to deliver the wives of Brahmanas. Not only deliver the wives of Brahmanas, but to deliver the Brahmanas also from their vicious mentality of Karmakanda. So, He comes and tells them, okay, you go and ask that, you know, Balarama, no, he's Kshatriya, I'm Vaishya. So you ask on his name and beg and they will definitely give you. So wonderful description comes that how they go, and as they go, they see the entire Yajna Sthali was so beautifully arranged with different paraphernalia, such nice divine smoke coming, so many lamps, so many fragrant flowers, so many offerings kept, and the brahmanas busy. You know, when somebody is arranging for a yajna or doing something, it's a very, 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 one task activity. You can't really disturb anybody. But here, they still said, dear sir, please, can you please help us by providing us some food? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is waiting there in the forest and he wants some food from you. So, Anand Vrindavan Champu mentions that the Brahmanas didn't even look at them. They just neglected them. You know, it's, many times it happens, you know, when you're talking to somebody and he looks through you. You are invisible. You know, he behaves as if you don't exist. So there the Brahmanas, they said, you know, what to talk to these small children? You know, what to consider even what their request is? So they felt so insulted and disappointed. They came back and said, Ram, is, you know, they told Krishna that they didn't even look at us. What is the use of their sacrifice? Look at, they didn't even, you know, we are Brahmanas. You know, Madhu Mangal said, I am the Brahmana, but they didn't even consider me. So then Krishna says, don't worry. Go to their houses. Their wives are great devotees of me. How? They haven't seen me, but they have heard so much about me, and in their heart of hearts, they love me. You mention my name to them, and they will very soon fill you up with so much foodstuff, which you'll never imagine. So they go, and behind the, you know, doors of the houses, and there they beg that, you know, Lord Balaram and Krishna are waiting in the forest, and we all are hungry, so please give us something. Just after hearing that word Krishna and Rama, for some time, the Brahman Patnis, they were stunned. Because just hearing the name of Krishna, you know, we hear about the description of what should happen when somebody chants Hare Krishna. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labdhaye. You know, how somebody who chants the name of Krishna, his whole body goes in ecstasy. He wants more ears. He wants to drink the nectar. He wants to chant as Krishna is dancing on his tongues. And the whole body goes in ecstasy. Similarly here, the Brahman Patnis were just dance, you know, so much in ecstasy that when they heard that Krishna wants to eat something, they collected everything. And they said, you go ahead, we will come behind. And a beautiful description comes that how, as they are going, they see the beautiful blue effulgence, the beautiful white effulgence. Lord Balaram's beauty, Lord Krishna's beauty is mentioned. How he is wearing such a beautiful lightning like clothes, Pitambara. How Balaramji is wearing beautiful blue clothes. And as they are standing, Krishna is standing, his hand on the shoulders of Subala. And with his right hand, he is swirling a lotus, you know. And as he is swirling the lotus, he is swirling the minds of the Brahman Patnis. And as they come, they are drinking the beauty of Krishna and embracing Krishna in their hearts of hearts. And the beautiful pastime goes ahead where they feed Krishna very nicely. And when Krishna requests them to go back, unwillingly, hesitantly, but when they go back, the fear of, you know, rejection from the family, but they still go back and they see that their husbands in turn were regretful. They were feeling so remote that we didn't help you. But still they don't go. Prabhupada mentions that how they still don't go. Why? Because they still had the fear of Kamsa. So, such beautiful description of Krishna and Balaram's reciprocation. So I just thought that we will read this beautiful description of Krishna's beauty as mentioned in Radha Krishna Gannodesha Deepika by Srila Rupa Goswami. It mentions of very, very details of Krishna's jewelry, but in a particular section, the beautiful description of beauty comes. Description of Krishna's beautiful form, qualities, sweetness. Shri Krishnasya Rupadikam. Shri Krishna is as attractive as nectar and full of sweetness. He is as soft as anjana applied around one's eye. His bodily complexion is lustrous like the Indraneela jewel, sapphire. It's a dark blue, you know, sapphire. Or blackish blue, shamala, like the blue lotus. Or Shri Krishna is beautiful like a newly grown tamal tree, whose bark is dark blue in color, you know, when the tamal tree grows, and as entrancing as a group of monsoon clouds. His bodily complexion is even more radiant than the luster of a Murtaka jewel, that is emerald. You know, all these jewels, if you see the real jewels, they shine so much. Somehow the artificial jewels really shine, you know, but that is the shine of a glass. But when you see a real emerald, you know, in the hand, you can see it has such inherent radiance. So Krishna's body was radiant like emerald, the Murtaka jewel. Pita vastra paridhano vanamala vibhushitah nana ratna bhushan bhushitango nana keli rasakarah. Shri Krishna dresses in yellow garments and is decorated with a garland of forest flowers and with various jewels. He is an ocean of many kinds of ecstatic pastimes. Shri Krishna's hair is long, curly, and scented with various fragrances. You know, first time I'm reading about how Krishna's hair is also scented. You know, it has fragrance in hair. You know, and his beauty of his top knot is Chudamani, decorated with many kinds of flower garlands, captivates one's mind. Shrimal Lalata Patiras Tilakalaka Shobhitaha Nilottana Bhruvilasa Kamini Chitta Mohanam. A sandalwood tilak and locks of hair beautify Shri Krishna's forehead. The playful dance of his raised bluish eyebrows captivates the hearts of attractive women. Shri Krishna's beautiful eyes are restless and radiant like a red and blue lotus. You know, somehow what we see normally is a blue lily, right? We have, you know, not fortunate to see a blue lotus. You know, we have seen a pink lotus. The tip of his charming nose is greatly handsome, like the beak of Garuda, the lord of birds. Shri Krishna's attractive ears are decorated with jewel studded earrings. The radiance of his cheeks are enhanced with the luster of various kinds of jewels. Shri Krishna's lotus face is highly enchanting and effulgent like millions upon millions of moons. You know, in this heavily hot summer, you know, in the night when you go under the moon, you know, it feels, you know, just no light but just moon. You can feel the coolness of moon. Millions and millions of moon. His attractive chin is brightly illuminated by many kinds of laughter and merriment. Shri Krishna's beautiful and charming neck is decorated with pearl necklaces, and its graceful bending posture and enchants everyone in the three worlds. Shri Krishna's charming chest, decorated with Kaustubha jewel, and a splendorous pearl necklace resembling lightning. Shri Krishna's arms, which extend to his knees, Ajanulambita, are decorated by armlets and bracelets. His lotus hands, which look like red lotuses, are beautified with various marks, which are like club, conch shell, barleycorn, umbrella, half moon, gourd, flag, lotus flower, victory column, a plow, a pitcher, and fish. Shri Krishna's beautiful and attractive belly is the playground of all loveliness. His graceful back and his sides are endowed with beauty. Shri Krishna's round hips resemble a divine lotus flower and are eager to enchant Cupid. His ample thighs, which look like the trunks of banana trees, steal the minds of women. Krishna's knees are full of loveliness, sweetness, and radiance. His remarkably charming lotus feet are decorated by jeweled ankle bells. His lotus feet are as effulgent as a Java flower, a rose flower, and are marked by various signs such as a disc, half moon, octagon, triangle, barleycorn, sky, umbrella, pitcher, conch shell, cow's hoof, swastika, gourd, lotus flower, a bow, and a jamuna fruit. No. Many times you look at your own feet and you can see only straight lines. But Krishna's personality is such that he has such beautiful marks on his lotus feet. Krishna's toes are reddish as dawn, and his toenails look like full moons. His beautiful lotus feet are like ocean of various joys of prema. Although the above mentioned features of Shri Krishna's sweet beauty cannot be compared to anything within this material world, an idea has been given here for to help stimulate the devotee's bhakti so that he can perform a devotional service with more enthusiasm and eagerness. With this, we end our class. Thank you very much. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shri Balaram ji ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna.